Hey friends, it's getting to be the end of the year, so pretty soon we're going to be seeing everyone on social media pretty soon selling us on goals, goal setting. There are goal platforms and goal journals and goal calendars. We got to set our New Year's resolutions, do our end of year goals. And it's a little bit of stress for those of us who can't work within the goal framework. And we hear a lot from those who are goal oriented. They're a very vocal group and they'll tell you, well, of course, you know, you set goals and if you can't, then you're, you know, kind of mentally weak or you're afraid of commitment and these sorts of things. But come on, rule number one of psychology is people are different. And the fact is that those who are goal driven is actually a very small proportion of the world. Most of us are not goal driven. And so it doesn't matter how many journals we buy or platforms we follow, the goal gurus will say, oh, well, you're doing your goals wrong. You need to set SMART goals or smarter goals or target goals or whatever the acronym is this year. You need to write your goals down. You need to confess your goals to, you know, share them with somebody else. You know, you're doing goals wrong. The fact is, goals just do not work for the majority of the individuals. And I'm speaking to you now as a psychologist, you know, back all the way back to grad school, we had to read the original sources of motivation. How do you motivate people and others and your team and such? And there were thousands and thousands of studies done over decades about how to set goals and using feedback and comparing your inputs and outputs and such. But even the goal setting researchers, the one who had committed their careers to saying that goals are important for motivation, finally admitted, I think it was somewhere in the early 1970s, that goals are not sufficient. So even the people who had committed their careers to setting goals said, yeah, goals, you know, goals aren't enough. You need feedback and you need these other things. So when you see these ads for people saying, oh, you got to set goals, just let them know they're about 50 years behind in the research. There's a reason goals don't work for most of us. Now, if they do work for you, that's great. But I mean, for those people, you don't really need to tell people how to set goals, right? Set a specific, you know, timely goal and try to meet it. For the rest of us, most of us, what you need is a system. As my mentor said, I have a quote here from him. He said, create systems to achieve goals. Don't create goals without systems. The name of this video is Goals Are for Losers. And that's not my phrase. I actually took that from Scott Adams, the same Scott Adams who writes the Dilbert cartoons. And he'd probably be the first one to tell you don't ever take advice from a cartoonist. But in this case, he's spot on. He says goals are for losers. And what he means by this is that when you set goals, you are literally a loser. That is, if your goal is I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 2 months, after day one, you haven't lost 20 pounds. After day two, you haven't lost 20 pounds. After day three, so you're in this continual state, he calls it permanent pre-success failure. That is, you're in a continual sense of failure that you haven't met your goal that day or the next day or the next day. And so you're always short of your goal. And this is a burden on a lot of people, not the goal-oriented folks, but for most of us, the normal people who of the world, normal meaning the majority, it sets a burden and it drives some people out of the game because it's this continual burden of I haven't achieved my goal today. I haven't achieved my goal today. And then if you do, when and if you achieve your goal, then what? Well, some people, you know, have the yo-yo effect, right? If they lose 20 pounds as the goal, then they gain it all back. Or you have to set another goal so then you can be, again, in a permanent cycle of failure every day until you achieve that goal. So Scott Adams' advice and those of many, many professionals, I'm going to put some of the resources below so you can look up those books, is to create a system. The system is what makes you achieve the goal. So systems are simple. The goal might be, I'm going to lose 20 pounds in 2 months. The system might be, I'm going to eat right. You say, well, wow, that sounds really simple. It's supposed to be simple. It's not supposed to be complex. If you're sitting there with your goal journals, mapping out your daily goals and weekly goals and monthly goals and annual goals and career goals and goals for your relationships and goals for your money and goals for your spiritual life, and you're monitoring all this and filling out the check marks, really, you are spending way too much time on this process. You set up the system, which is simple, and then you follow the system. There was an NFL coach, I think it was Bill Walsh, the Hall of Fame football coach, said, the score takes care of itself. And what he meant was he had a system with his team. They ran through certain drills and exercises and diet. it was his system for his team. He didn't set goals. He didn't say, well, we're going to score 500 points this season, or we're going to beat this next opponent by two touchdowns. They just did, because they followed the system. The score takes care of itself. And you'll find the same thing is true for you. You can set a goal. The goal should be the target, the direction, right? So I want to be rich, not poor. I want to get in this direction. You set the system up to achieve that goal. So a system could be as simple as, you know, when I drink my cup of coffee, usually like to have a cookie and pie and sweet stuff with it, which isn't good. So the system is, when I drink a cup of coffee, I drink it by itself. So that you might think of it as a trigger. Like if I want to get on social media, I need to go stand on that treadmill. Here's the trigger. I want to check news, or I want to get on social media. I got to go walk on that treadmill. And what does that do? But drives down my goofing around on the phone, because I don't want to have to go stand on the treadmill. But if I do, then I'm getting exercise on the treadmill. So eating right, you could even set up a personal dashboard. My mentor has a personal dashboard that has made his clients millions of dollars. His is very simple. His personal dashboard is, I will keep track of how many pages I write that day, how many people I connected with on LinkedIn, how many educational videos I watched. And then the next day he does the same thing. And again, he doesn't set a goal like I have to write so many words or I have to meet so many people, but he can monitor his system. He just keeps track of it. That's his system, is a personal dashboard. But you put the system in place and you'll find all these magical things will happen, including meeting your goals. The score takes care of itself. And I know that's not what you hear. You hear from the goal gurus saying, you know, you got to set daily and weekly and monthly goals, and then you got to check these, this, and then you flip back through the journal and see if you've met these things. Wasn't it Gandalf who said, even the very wise cannot see all ends? That is, you know, not what you hear from the goal folks. The goal folks would say, well, no, you set your goals. Like next month, I'm going to do this. And the month after that, I'm going to earn so much money. And then I'm going to take this trip. And then I'm going to save money. And they have it all mapped out. And it's highly unlikely that your path through life is going to be the journey that you're setting up for it. Even the very wise cannot see all ends. We don't have that godlike power to know where we're going through life. But if you set up good systems, whether it's eating right and exercising and, you know, putting triggers together, personal dashboards, you're doing all the right things each day. If you fail, you know, temporary fail means you fell out of the system, you get back in. I picked up my phone, I didn't get on the treadmill. That's fine. Next time I look on Facebook, I'm going to get back on the treadmill. So you're not in a permanent sense of failure and this burden of, hey, I haven't reached my goal yet. Your goal will be met. The score will take care of itself. So that's my message for you. Love to hear your comments below, especially from those of you who are goal-oriented and say I'm full of it. But my message is, most of us are not goal-oriented. It's not that you haven't done it right. We all know how to set goals, timely, specific, challenging, you know, attainable goals. We can write them down. It's good to have some plans, but don't fall prey to this, that you're doing it wrong. If only you use their method, then you'll do it right, because I think you'll be in the same boat. Some people are just not goal-oriented. Most people are not. Set up a system that works. Scott Adams says goals are for losers. I don't know if I go that far. It's people are different, and goals don't work for everybody and those sorts of methods, but systems work for everybody. A simple system will get you to those goals. So love to hear your feedback, comment below, especially you goal folks. Like to hear from you as well. We'll see you next time. This is Doc Champagne. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Just shoot me an email over at doc@feedback9.com, feedback9.com. If you found today's episode helpful or useful, then subscribe. Get on over to the Apple Podcast directory, subscribe. Be sure to review and rate today's show. That's the only way other people will find it and learn what you're learning today, is by leaving a review. And if you include your website and your name, I will be sure to mention you on an upcoming episode, maybe connect you with some folks who are also interested in keeping their customers forever. Head on over to matthewchampagne.com/podcast. You'll always find the notes and a summary, takeaway points, full transcripts of the show, and maybe some other goodies over there as well. So we'll see you next time.